Okay, we are Trumas, Daf Chav Dalet, as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Trumas, the second to last Daf, here in the second parak, Parak Ein Tarmin. In this parak, we learned about being Torim min HaTameh al HaTohar, min HaTohar al HaTameh, being Torim on She'enon Minon, right? You can't be on Minon She'enon Mino. That's what we learned recently. You have to be Torim from the best stuff. That was yesterday's Daf about Chelev. And now we are discussing what about if one has figs, fresh figs, and dried figs, and the Mishnah spoke about always giving the best. The Brice that we just had had a machlokas, right? The Tanakam and the Brice on Chav Gimel Amad Aleph quoted that one always has to make sure that the coin doesn't lose out. So if one gives fresh figs, then you have to go by number, because then the coin's going to get more. If you're giving dry figs, you have to go by volume to make sure that the coin does not lose out. And then Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yossi both argued. They argued on that, and Rav Yossi, which is what the Gemara is talking about now, Rav Yossi used to just focus on minyan, just focus on number. So why did he focus on number? So that was a machlokas between Rav Yirmiya and Rav Yona and Rav Yossi. That's important for today's daf. So Rav Yirmiya said the svar of Rav Yossi is, well, even though it's small now, but it's going to get bigger. Even though it's a dried fig, but we could view it as ki'ilu, it's larger, and it could get swollen, ki'ilu tafach, as if it could get bigger. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to take the smaller ones, because it's ki'ilu, it was they are the bigger ones. Right? You view it as if it was the potential. While Rav Yona and Rav Yossi say no. Rav Yona and Rav Yossi, the Amora, say about Rav Yossi the Tana, Traveon Amrin, they say no. The derech hatafach litzmok, the derech is something naturally to become skinnier, but not to become fatter. So you don't go by why, by what it will be. You go by what it is. You go by what it is right now. Right now it's skinny, therefore that's what you do. And you're allowed to take skinny ones. And even if the Kohen loses, that's okay. So that was the machlokas that we had. So related to that, we are going to talk about a Mishneh Maseches Taharos that we have here, and then we're going to comment on it, have a machlokas. What the Gemara is going to do is to first say maybe there's a parallel between two machlokos amoraim, and then the Gemara is going to end up saying no, that Mishnah in Taharos has about a different factor, and therefore you cannot compare it to our discussion in Trumos. So what does the Mishnah in Taharos say? Let's read it again. Tamat Tanya, we learned in Maseches Taharos in the third paragraph of Maseches Taharos, right? Bizman Hazeh, today Maseches Taharos is the only Mesechta that we have that was also the name of a Seder, Seder Taharos. In the days of the Gemara, they had Maseches Nezikin also. All the Bubbas were one, at least at a certain stage, Maseches Nezikin, and they had Seder Nezikin, of course. So Taman Tani, we learned in the Mishnah there, Kibetza Ochlan Shenichem Bechama, if somebody has Tameh foods, and the size of a Beitza is exactly the size of a Beitza, right, this is Paragimel Mishnah Dalid, it's Shenichem Bechama, I put it into the sun Benismatu, and then it becomes smaller than the size of a Beitza. And therefore, if something else touches it, can it be matami? Do you go by what it was, or do you go by what it is? So, v'chein kizayis min ha-nevela, v'chadash min ha-sheretz, or kizayis from nevela. Or an adasha, the lentil size min ha-sheretz, these are the shiurim for tumah daraisa, kizayis pigol, kizayis noser, kizayis chelev. So those, also, on a daraisa level, they're talking about eating it, because those are asur to eat. We mentioned yesterday that they're midrabanan, they also might be matami. But let's at least say that they are talking about eating, so those are ha'ilot tahorin. All of those are tahar, and all of those are not considered usur to eat. Right? If you eat it, it's chatzi shir, but it's you go by what it is now. You go by what it is now. It became smaller in the sun, and therefore it is tahar. Good. But the Mishnah ends off by saying, this line is not quoted here in our Gemara, but the Mara Folda quotes it, and I'll read it to you from the Mishnah there. Hinichon baksham v'nisbechu. If you then, those things that became smaller in the sun, you put it back into the rain, and it expanded, and now they have the proper shear to mayans, and the choser to what they used to be, whether for Tumas Ochlin, or for Tumas Mace, or Nevela, so the rain gets it back to what it used to be. The concept of Chatzi Shear is a big topic, to remember just the source for the concept of Chatzi Shear, meaning even if it gains smaller, it's still Asa Daraisa to partake of it. That's what we paskin. Whether it's an Issa Darabanan to partake of it, that's Reish Lakish, or Reb Yochanan holds that it is an Issa Daraisa to partake of it. That's the beginning of the last parak of Maseches Yuma in the Bavli. The Gemara talks about Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes a Machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what the source is what the halachi is for chati shir. Chati shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asr min HaTorah, Rish Lakish Amar Mutter min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says Asr, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish says Mutter. What is the source for Rabbi Yochanan? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's Asr? So that's on the next Amud, on Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asr min HaTorah, Kivan de Chazi Litz Tarufe, Yisura Ka'achel, since it is combinable. So, Yisura Ka'achel, you are eating Isser. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter min HaTorah, Achila Amar Achman of Aleka. Reish Lakish says it's not an Achila. Achila is defined by Halacha Moshe Misinai as a Kezias, and therefore if you don't eat a Kezias, so then it is not going to be Usser de'oraisa. He doesn't hold to the principle of Chazilis Tarufe. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? Eisei Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, don't we have a drusha that includes Achati Shir on a Daraisa level? The Braisa says, Einli Alakal Sheyeshno Ba'onesh Yeshno Ba'zara. I only know that if you are get an onesh for something, you are warned about it. Koi v'chatzi shir. Ho v'einu b'onesh yochal einu basara. A koi. Safik chaya safik behema. Or chatzi shir. You're not going to get punished for that, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know that you might have thought that you're not even warned about it? Tama lomar. Kol chaylev. Any amount of chaylev is going to be usher. Right? That's different than the svar of chazilas tarufe. So you see from there, isn't that a daraisa? Ask Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish answers, midirabanan. The cross machta b'yalma. It's a derabana, and the pasuk is just an asmachta. Okay, so that is the two svaras given in the Gemara, Chazilas Sarufe and Kol Chelev. Is there a difference between those two makaros? So some achronim say that maybe it's based on the two understandings in lamdas of chatzishir. Right, the lamdas and chatzishir is what we call klali prati. A question that's asked in many other areas as well. It's asked in lifnei iver. It's asked in chinuch. It's asked in other chatzishir, this case, other cases as well. And what does that mean? When I violate chatzishir, is it chatzishir of nevela and chatzishir of trefa and chatzishir of every single chatzishir is aser mishum the avera that it is supposed to be aser in? Or do I say no? Chatzishir is one scorecard in Shamayim. It's all chatzishir. Chatzishir of all the different isurim is all the same. It's klali. Just like Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver of everything Lifnei Iver? Or Lifnei Iver, there's a section, a Lifnei Iver section on each and every Avera. So maybe there's a Chatzishir section on each and every Avera, right? Klali Prati. So some suggest that maybe that depends on the Makar. Depends on the Makar. Kol Chelev or Chazilitz Tarufe. Chazilitz Tarufe sounds like it's able to be Mitztarif to the full Shir. So maybe that is a Chatzishir section on every single Isser. If it's just Kol Chelev, it's including Kol Chelev. Any amount of Chatzishir is going to be Usser. So maybe that's all considered one lump Avera. So that's a question. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim about what happens if Chazilitz Tarufe is not possible. It's not possible. The Achronim, the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tzminchas Chinuch, and the Tzlach, all the Achronim ask this. If I eat Chati Shir, Chati Koseves in the last 2 minutes of Yom Kippur, or if I eat a little bit, a half a Kezias of Chametz right at the end of Pesach, so do I, is that also Daraisa? Because it's literally not Chazilitz Tarufe. So maybe it wouldn't be also daraisa in that case, if it's not possible. So that's what the Achronim say. Maybe true. Or one might say that no. Chazilitz Tarufe doesn't mean that it's actually going to be combined. But since it can be combined, that shows that even what I'm doing now is significant. And that's even if you look at that Gemara, since Kizion Chazilitz Tarufe Isura Ka'achil, he's eating now. So that's a discussion, but that's a little bit about a chatzishir. So back in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Maseches Taharos that's quoted here, if it goes into the sun, it becomes chatzishir, and therefore it's not going to be usher with onshim. But if it goes back into the rain, so then it will be, then it's considered kezayis again. So now the Gemara quotes a machlokas about that last line. About that last line, if it goes back into the rain, so then it becomes tummy again and it's usher. Machlokas between Dromai, the rabbis of the south. Everything in Eretz Yisrael was considered the south compared to where the Talmud Yerushalmi was written, right? The center of Torah at that time was up by Tveria and Sipori and those places. So the whole rest of Eretz Yisrael is considered the south. So Dromai, when do we say that if it goes back into the rain, that it's considered again whole and the shir, but Hushi Kezayis Mei Karo. That's only the Dromai say, that's only if it was originally Kezayis. I mean, it was originally Kezayis, then you put it into the sun and it became less than a Kezayis. And now you put it into the rain, it becomes a Kezayis again. That's where you could say that it is now considered the whole shear. If not, If not, if it wasn't originally, so then just because the rain made it bigger doesn't mean that it is considered significant. It's still considered skinny. It's still considered small, right? The Mara Folda says, Dromoi svirale, daslina basarat simuk demeikaro. If it's considered samuk, shriveled up, that's what it's considered. That's the Dromoi. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, lakish traveon amrin, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish argin, they say no. Even if you put it in the rain and it gets to be that size, you have a fishing, kazayas meikaro, even if it wasn't a kazayas meikaro, you go by what it is. You go by what it is now. So the Gemara thinks, hey, this machlokas amaram between the Dromoi and Rechon Rish Lakish, maybe that's exactly the same machlokas amaram as earlier, between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, who were arguing about Rabbi Yossi's pshat, that Rabbi Yossi holds that even if you take a dried fig, that's fine. You can take a dried fig for a whole fig. And maybe it's the same machlokas, because here, the question is, you go by what it is, right? Do you go by what it is? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, go by what it is, right? Even if it wasn't originally a kezias, but right now it is. You go by what it is. And the Dromai say, no, you don't go by what it is. Right now it's skinny, so it's skinny. And therefore, you don't go by what it is. So maybe that's the same machlokas. Right? Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi go by what it is. Right now it's skinny. You don't say it's ke'ilu, something else. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, you're ke'ilu. You're ke'ilu. You can look at the potential. You don't have to look at exactly what it is now. So we think that maybe this is a parallel machlokas. Again, this how exactly the parallel is one way I just said it. There are other mafarshim that say otherwise, but that is the suggestion. The Gemara, though, doesn't want to say that because why should there be the same machlokas between Amorim? Amorim and Amorim. So why would they just repeat the machlokas? So we'd rather say it's not parallel. So we are going to say that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah, meaning the machlokos, are not connected. Meaning the Mishnah in Taurus is about a different type of case than the case that Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah were talking about. Generally, Amorim can argue on each other, but here to say that they're saying the same thing is different. We can't argue on Amorim. Right, Amoraim, could they argue on Tanoim? That's a big discussion, whether they didn't or they can't. But in terms of just the Gemara, so we know the Ramah says. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says in Simen Chaf Hei and Choshe Mishpat. Da'al miyu yesh omrim. Dim nire ledayin ul b'nei doro. Mikach rayos mechrochos. If it appears to a judge or to his generation through proofs, she'ein adin kamoshuska b'poskim, that the din is not true. If a dayin thinks that earlier poskim are wrong, yachalach l'kolav. He's allowed to argue on them. Me'achar she'inu niskar b'gemara. Since it's not in the Gemara, you could argue as long as it's not in the Gemara. If it's in the Gemara, you can't argue. You can't argue on something in the Gemara. The Gra there on says in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Chaf Hei, in Ozvav, Da'ala Gemara in Rishus Lahosif Alo Legroa. You can't add on or take away anything. Kol Shekein Lachlok. And he quotes an Agadata in Bamitzia, which is not related to this sugya, but he takes it out of context. Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora'a. And therefore, you can't argue on the Gemara. Amoram could argue on Amoram. Could Amoram argue on Tanoim? That's a kasha, that's a sugya that we've discussed. But you can't argue on the Gemara. That also is used by the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda in a tshuva in Tinyana Evan Ezer, Simen Ayin Tes. Remember that tshuva? That's where his Talmud asked him if he could get married with to a girl whose father has the same name as he does. He's going out with a girl, she's got Ala Milas, she's got everything, they want to get married, but the father-in-law, the son-in-law are going to have the same name. So is that allowed? So the Noda Bihuda says, you're asking me a tough kasha, because you're asking me something that's nowhere in Shas, and it's outside of the world of Halacha. And therefore, it's hard for me to answer. Ein darki lahashiv bin yonim ke'elu, dvarim she'en lahem shoresh b'talmud of a poskim. But I have such great love for you, I have to give an answer. And he says, Da Talmidi Hachaviv, know my precious student, and let these words be chakuk, be engraved on your heart, lezikaron haklal agadol, to know, she'ein l'chol chachamim sh'achar ha-talmud, rishus lomar davar neged ha-talmud. Rabbis after the Gemara do not have the authority, are not allowed to argue on the Gemara. V'ha'omer davar listar kutso yud midivri ha-talmud, if anybody says anything to contradict even a tiny dot of the Gemara, lo yechashi b'chol chachmei Yisrael, they will not be considered one of the Chachmei HaMesora. The Amnam, and what happens if you find such a reality? Kshanu motzim echan mi-Chachmei Yisrael ha-muchzak b'Torah b'yira. If you find one of the Chachmei HaMesora, that is muchzak, b'Torah b'yira, b'li safek. Shekasa b'sefer davar asosu l'divri ha-Talmud, that he seems to be saying something against the Gemara. Chayavim anu l'mashchuni nafshin. We have to do our best l'taretz dvarav Shalodibe Rak Lasha. Maybe he was only, it was like a Horasha. He was speaking temporarily. Ola Mishpacha Pratis, or for his family. V'divrei Talmud Heimal HaKlal. The Gemara is in general, but there are exceptions to the rule. He says, that's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. One of the Bali HaTosfos. He's Muchzak B'Chassidus, but he wrote in his Sava, Dvarim Shekimat Asulon HaLashoman. He wrote things in his Sava, in his will, in his ethical will, it's hard to listen to. Hu Amar Shalisa Basachosu, he says you can't marry your niece, and the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. Hu Amar Shalisa Avu Bunosh Deachios, a father and a brother, and a son can't marry two sisters. Rav Papa and his son married two sisters. Hu Amar Shalisa Basachim, two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters, and the Gemara says that with 80 pairs of brothers, Kohanim that married 80 pairs of a sister. So there are many. So what do you have to say? So you have to say that Aval Ha'emes Yoredarko Ki Achasid Lizara Achor of Tziva Ladari Daros. He wrote it for his family. Ki Ruah Baruch Hakodesh Shizara Lo Yatzliach V'Zivugim Keilu. He saw that in Ruach Hakodesh that his children wouldn't succeed in these zivugim. Ubazein Ososir Devar Yatalmud Shul Aklas. He's not arguing. And one of them is this: the father-in-law, the son-in-law, the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law have the same name. Says the Modi Yehuda Meikra Din. Don't worry about it. And then he says at the end, which is a Shabbos Shuvah line, he says, and I don't know why people always ask me kashas like this. They ask me kashas about the names, but they don't ask me about, she doesn't have midos tovos, he's not a nice person. That's the ikar, what you look for in a zivug, in a mate, in a spouse, right? Not the names. So that's the Nod Bihuda. But what's important for us, we can't argue on the Gemara. So again, our Gemara is trying to link up to Machlokos Amoraim, so that would be okay. But again, the Mara Folda implies, and the Mefarshim say, you know, it's, if it was the same as that Machlokos, why would they just repeat it? So that is why we try to have different possibilities. So the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, we're going to bring a Mishnah and a discussion on the Mishnah from Maseches Menachos, and that will then relate to how we will explain the difference between our cases and the Mishnah in Taro. So Taman Taninan. So we know a Karban Mincha has to be exactly an Isaron of Soles. So the problem is dealt with in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth Perek of Menachos, Perek Kol HaMenachos. How do you get that shear? If you have an exact isaron of flour, but you also need sa'ar, you need sourdough, which has some flour in it, in order to cause it to rise. And obviously, if we're talking about rising, we're only talking about the karbanas mincha that rise. Most karban minchas do not rise. It's all matzah, it's not chametz. But you have 10 of the 40 loaves of a karban toda. You have the shtei halechem on shvuas. So you have a few that are chametz. So that's what the perek in Menachos. Kol Menachos bo'os matzah chutz mi'chametz shebetoda. All Menachos are matzah, they're unleavened, except for the chametz and the toda v'shtei alechem, and then the shtei alechem that are brought in shvuas, shein bo'os chametz. They're made as chametz leavened. So how do you mechametz them? So this is all background to what our Gemara quotes the second half of the Mishnah. What's the first half? Rabbi Meir Omer, se'ar bo'delem mitochanu mechamson. What do? You take a little bit of flour out of the isaron, right, that you have, and you add some other leavening agents, so then you cause it to rise. That's what you put in, right? The you take some take some out. You can't bring from outside because then it'll have more than its shear. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Afi enim in a mufchar. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not the best way to do it. Why? Because that's not good sa'ar. That's not good sa'ar. But elamevi as a sa'ar, right? What do? You bring sa'ar. You bring sa'ar and you put it in a bowl. And then you pour flour into that bowl until you get up until isaron, right? Until you get up to the isaron, umemale as hamida, says the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he ain't him in a mufchar, elamevi as a sa'ar, v'nos in a toch hamida, umemale as hamida. That's what you do. And then, to answer to that, they say, amrulo. Who's that? To Rabbi Yehuda. So now we read our Gemara. Amrulo. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Afi Isa Chasero Yisera. That doesn't solve the problem. It's still less or more. It's still less or more in your case. Remember, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Just take some sa'ar, take some leavening agent, and then pour the rest of the flour up until you get up until the Nisaron. So Gemara says, Mani Amrulo. Who's talking by the Amrulo? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is talking to Rabbi Yehuda, and he's saying to him, when he says, Afi Isa Chasera O Yisera, what is that saying? That's no good. Pa'amim sha'sa'ar yafeh v'hu tafuach. Maybe the sa'ar that you used, right, we know that sa'ar has some flour in it. But maybe, says Rabbi Meir, the sa'ar that you used is more leavened and larger than the flour would have been had you had all of it as flour, v'hu tafuach. V'ha'ilu soles, and if it would all be flour, ha'isat smeka, then it would be shriveled up. V'yachshav shu sa'ar yafeh, and now that it's good, it's flat, it's sa'ar, it's more blown up. V'hu tafuach at rosa tapuach kulot samek. Maybe you should see it as less. Right, so really, there's too little flour. You filled it up, but really, the sa'or, the other ingredients in the sa'or, is taking up too much space, more than had flour been in it only. So therefore, you don't have enough flour here, or the v'neres chasera, right? Upa amim, or the other way. Maybe shasa'ora, maybe the sa'or is smaller than flour would be. Maybe regular flour would have larger air pockets in it and would take up more space. V'hut samek, but now it's skinnier. Ilu solis haisa tfucha. And if it would all be flour, maybe it will be blown up. V'yachshav shasa'ora v'hut samek, but now that you're using the sa'or, which is inferior possibly, and it's skinny, ataroa sasamek kilu tofach v'nires yisera. Right? Then really it should be, right? It should have more. So Reb Meir says to Reb Yehuda, your solution isn't solving anything, right? You're bringing from the outside. Maybe it's going to be take up too much room, and therefore you'll have too little solace, or maybe it'll take up too little room, and you'll have too much solace, and you should have less. So that is the explanation of the Gemara for that line of Amar lo Reb Meir. That last line, the last six lines, are not in the Mishnah there. The Mishnah just says, Afi oisa chasera o yisera. So based on this discussion, the Gemara brought this in, also talking about whether you look at things that are naturally shriveled up or naturally made bigger. So now the Gemara says, right, Reb Yirmiya, we're going to try to see how Reb Yirmiya and Reb Yonah and Reb Yossi, right, both of them that were on the top of Amud Beis previously, Chaf Gimel Beis, they both explained Rabbi Yossi Shita. Don't line that machlokas up with the machlokas about the Mishnah and Taras, about the food that was tame, that was put into the rain. Basically, what's the answer going to be? Don't compare where something naturally gets dried out or gets bigger to cases of rain. Because the case in the Mishnayos and Taras is the case of rain. And what is that? So that's an external liquid that is blowing something up. That's different than just having a dried fig, and if the fig would get larger, naturally, it's still all fig. Or if it would get smaller, or if you put something in the right in the rains, so that's different. So that's what we're about to say. That the case of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, let's read it. All died to Rabbi Yirmiya. So the Rabbi Yirmiya, who was the one that sat on the top of Chaf Gimel Beis, right? He's the one that said, oh, if it's shriveled up, you know why you're allowed to take the dried figs? Because you view it as if it's bigger. So that has nothing to do with the machlokas about the Mishnah and Taras. Dromoi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Melakish, Shlashtan, all three of them, Amru Davar Echad B'Yaseira, right? They are focusing on, they're discussing the case that gets bigger through the rain. And Rabbi Yirmiya, and everybody really can agree to whatever Rabbi Yirmiya holds. Rabbi Yirmiya says you always go by the expanded state, right? Biyatera, right? Where it's natural. And all those three rabbis, Ramai, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, they could agree to Rabbi Yirmiya Biyatera. They could agree where it's a natural expansion, that's what you'll go by. And that's why you could take dried figs, because naturally it could become bigger. Is an expanded state. The Mishnah and Taras, that's an external fluid expanded by the rain, and that's why it has a separate issue about whether you would count that as expanded or not. And now the same thing. Al Daitid Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yossi, and also Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yossi, who said earlier that no, right now it's skinny, so you go by skinny, and I don't care if the Kohen loses. No, that has nothing to do with our case. Shlosh and Amru Davar Echad B'Chaseira. Right? They could say earlier that it's naturally smaller, and that's why, that's what the Kohen gives, you ought to give the Kohen. But with the case of the rain, that's not natural, and therefore don't compare those cases. Okay, that's one way of understanding this Gemara, as we just said. We try to have it as a parallel machlokas, and we say, no, it's not parallel. Elaine, one more story here. Elaine de Barpati, Bashlan Ores, one time Barpati family, they were cooking rice, and they were not mafer shumis and maestros beforehand. Anshun misakni yasei. They forgot to be misakin it before they cooked the rice. So what's the issue now? Rice gets bigger when you cook it. Rice gets bigger. So what do you do? So chavrein savrin meimar, the Talmidim thought, yesav chaye, take chai. Chai always means raw. Take some raw rice, lulakavo mavashel, parallel to the rice in the pot, and you're fine, and you're good to go. As long as you take some rice, and it doesn't matter that these are blown up, these are raw, no. So Amar Lon Reb Yossi, Of Ana Amar Kein Lamasha Darko Latvoach. The question is Reb Yossi agreeing? Is Reb Yossi arguing? We'll go with the pshat that he's arguing. So no, Reb Yossi says, I only say something that Darko, Darko l'tvoach, you could have a fig that's dried up that could become bigger if you put it just in a natural state and let it rise and let it get blown up. But rice, it's only because of the water and the heat that it rises and therefore and gets bigger. So therefore, you can't compare the two. And therefore, you can't take raw rice for cooked rice. You have to take more raw rice in order to parallel to the cooked rice. Okay. We continue with the next Mishnah. Rice is also an interesting discussion about the Machlokas Tanoim, whether rice is machametz or not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's machametz, and you also make hamotzi on it. And the machlokas there, whether what kind of machlokas is that? It's a machlokas about whether it leavens or not. Is that a machlokas in mitzius? We'd rather not say that, right? It must be like the Ramban at the beginning of Eilat Treifas quotes a Yerushalmi later on in Trumos. Relating to, well, maybe they did an experiment, and the question is how to interpret the results of that experiment. So it's not a machlokas in mitzius, right? He says that by Eilat Treifas, right? Treifa chaya, treifa ena chaya. So what is it? Just do the math. So it must be the machlokas, how to interpret the mitzius, That's what he says in the beginning of Eilat Treifas. Okay, next Mishnah. Vitarmin Zaysi Shaman al Zaysi Kavis. This is continuing what we said in the last Mishnah about Minayafe Alha Ra'a. So you could take olives that are going to be used for oil for olives that are going to be pickled or just stored because Zaysi Shaman are higher quality. But those Zaysi Kevesh al Zaysi Shaman. Vyayin She'ena Mavushal Ala Mavushal. Uncooked wine, you could take for mevushal, because uncooked wine is considered better. V'lo mina mevushal, she'ena mevushal. Right? Always, whatever's better, that's what is used. That's a huge topic. Right? One of the reasons we know, the sugi of stam yenam, and a non-Jew touching wine, right? One of the big katerim is yayin mevushal. Right? It's a Gemara. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, yayin mevushal, ein bo mishum yayin nesach. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, Abad Aleph. The Rishonim discuss why that is. Why should it not be a problem? Right? Is it because, right, the Ritva quotes a Deya, there are some Rishonim, V'lav mishum t'lo mikri yayin. Don't think that it's not called wine anymore once it's cooked. T'havada din yayin alav l'chol davar. It's for sure wine. Bein le'inyin kiddish, bein le'inyin bracha. Shemavarchan alav bori priyagafen, says the Ritva, chav tesma bezna bodhizara. El dahacha le'inyin iser yayin shal goyim lo gozru alav. It just means they weren't gozer. Mipnei shein shosin mimenu el aderach tainug. V'davar mu'at Uleprakim. It's not such a common wine. The eno matsuy etzal akol. Not everybody has cooked wine. Lefichach lohay bechlag zerev amar behetero. So that's why it was not such a common wine. But other Rishonim say maybe it's not as good of a wine. Right? It goes down. It's inferior. Right? Really, wine connoisseurs can tell the difference if something is cooked or not. Right? The Rambam says that only the goyim didn't use this wine, cooked wine, to be menaseh al gabi on their mizbeach, to their avodah zarah. So that's why we can't use that wine on our mizbeach, and there's no isra of yayin nesa because it is not chashuv. Ein misnaseh la'akum el yayin sheroi lahakriv al gabi ha-mizbeach, says the Rambam. The akum never used wine that we couldn't use on our mizbeach. Right, it's the opposite, actually. So they copied us, and therefore, says the Rambam, say the other Rishonim, that's where there's no problem. But again, our Mishnah reflects that too, that Yayin She'ena Mevushal is a higher quality, and that's why you give that for Shuma. There's an interesting discussion. What does cooked mean? Right? Does it just mean heated? Right? Some Rishonim say, once it's boiled, that's the Shulchan Aruch, passing those Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yeradeya Kufchav Gimel, Me'emasai Nikra Mevushal, Mishahir Tiach HaGav Ya'esh. Once it's boiled, the Shach quotes other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, that it has to have a decrease in volume, right? Not just heated. Misma'it Mimidaso, right? Which might have a big nafkamina in terms of our modern-day pasteurization. Rav Moshe and other postgame, Rav Shlomo Zalman get into this. Rav Moshe assumes that pasteurization is hot enough, and even though the pipes are totally closed and there might not be any mi'ut of the volume, but the Shulchan Aruch, and that's it. Pashat Shachom Shakuf Pei Malas is 180 Fahrenheit. Vegam Pachos Matu Bishol Mamish. He continues and says pasteurization is okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so convinced of that. Because there might not be any loss of volume. B, it might not be hot enough. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so convinced whether the our modern pasteurization is hot enough. That's a machlokas. So again, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, Rav Masha Kleiner, Machmir, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadia, Rav Shechter, are all Mekel, and could be that Rav Shlomo Zalman's reality of pasteurization might have changed. Rabbi Jachter in his Gray Matter says it might have changed. Rav Yashiv might not have had the correct information. So there are kulas even for the Machmir. But again, that's a huge sugya of Bishol for wine. The Rambam also says Yain Mavushal should not be used for Kiddush. So we don't paskin that way, but there are those that are Machmir for the Rambam for Kiddush. But that's that. Let's see the continuation of the Mishnah. Zeachlau. Kolshu, now getting back to the min al sheino mino. Zeakla, kolshu, kalayim bechaveru, anything that's kilayim with the other item, lo yitro mizel ze, afilam ana yafel ara, you can't be torim, mimin, al sheino mino, even if what you're taking is better. But kolshu, eno kilayim bechaveru, torim ana yafel ara. But if it's better, if something is not kilayim, then you take mina yafel. But not from bad from good. Vim tara min arala yafe. If you did, this is one of them. Shumaso truma min al sheino mino is no good. Ain't shumaso truma. Min arala yafe b'diavad shumaso truma. Chutz min hazunim alachitim. We have this back in the first Mishnah in Kilayim. Zunin is an inferior type of wheat that's like from the word zonet to stray. Zunan chitim sheino ochel. Zunin is not edible. And therefore, that's not going to count for maestros. Vahakishas, famalafafon, two types of melons, min echad, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei minim, two minim. Again, we'll have to get back to that. We discussed that back in Kilayim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with the last daf of the second parak.